we wanted to speak about the WhatsApp privacy policy update, right? So to sort of break this down, everybody knows what this is all about. So Carl Juckerman, the CEO at AVS Cybersecurity, is online to unpack this for us. Carl, thank you so much for your time this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM. In a nutshell, if you were to look at this, you know, what does this mean for WhatsApp users now, you know, that are also on Facebook and on Insta? In a nutshell, layman terms, what does this mean?
You know, anyone that's currently on Facebook should not have a problem, unfortunately, with the new changes, because they track all your behavior on Facebook anyway and on Instagram. So all your posts and all the kind of things that you are doing on Facebook is being tracked. And all they're now doing is they're just integrating the WhatsApp traffic, and not the content of the traffic, but your behavior. They're now just integrating that behavior into their Facebook profile, as they call it, Facebook group of companies. But the reality is, you know, people are probably a bit overfixated about all of this privacy, because they give all their privacy away via Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram anyway,
yes,
you know.
So
they're not going to see any detailed content that you used to have, but they're certainly going to track your behavior. And as Facebook calls it, they would want to do that in order to provide you with better services. So ultimately, you are the product of their services. It's as simple as that.
And you know what, Carl? Let's unpack this a little bit more, but I want to go for my news headlines quickly at the bottom of the hour. Please stay on the line for me, then we can get a little bit more in detail around this, inshallah, it's going to happen in the next couple of ticks.
Best way to get you going. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Yesop, only on the Voice of the Cape.
So A31 is where we're at, and of course, just before the headlines, we kicked off with our discussion with Carl Juckerman, CEO of AVS Cybersecurity, speaking about WhatsApp's changes to their privacy policy and exactly what does it mean for us WhatsApp users. So Carl, welcome back. Thanks for holding the line.
Thank you so much.
So in terms of you're mentioning, you know, we've already put all of our information out there via using Facebook and many of the other apps. With regards to us as WhatsApp users, you know, is much going to change, you know, in terms of me picking up my phone and sort of sending a message to my colleagues in our work group chat or sending a message on my family chat? In terms of that interface, you know, is anything changing?
No, there's no indication that any of those kind of things are going to change. So the look and feel of the platform seems to be staying the same. I mean, it doesn't mean that they make continuous advancements like they normally do. I mean, the same basis that they created the WhatsApp for Business and giving you all sorts of services and so on additionally to that. But there's no indication that any of those changes are taking place. So it's purely the analytics that sits behind the messaging platform that is being used.
Carl, what do you think is sort of, you know, like you say, you know, we're hyping this whole thing up. And of course, we've seen, you know, on Facebook and many of the other apps, people saying they're moving over to other sort of chat apps like your Telegrams, etc. You know, what is sort of, you know, fueling this move?
I think it's, you know, everyone is talking about protection of private information. So POPIA, the POPI Act, Protection of Private Information, South Africa, the GDPR, which was launched in Europe, the fact that Facebook doesn't have a brilliant reputation in terms of sharing information and how they use that information. I think there's a bit of mistrust, you know, on the side of Facebook globally, you know, in terms of how information is being used. I mean, you know, the social dilemma. I mean, there's generally a bit of a mistrust in terms of how any of our digital information is being used. So I think there's a wave of awareness that is taking place in terms of protection of private information. So I mean, that's good. I mean, we have to be diligent on it, and we can't just be the product of other people's platforms and they make money off our information. I mean, that's the ultimate thing that we probably don't want. The reality is that people generally share the information everywhere, and they're opinionated on Twitter, and they're opinionated on all the different kinds of platforms and so on, which means that digital information is available anyway. So is it going to change my privacy is it really going to change my privacy in terms of my communication to anyone? No, it's not, because that information is still fully encrypted from point to point, which means the content of that is not being used. The fact that who I communicate to and the frequency in terms of how I communicate to, is that going to be available for the public knowledge? No, it's not. But it certainly will be available for the Facebook family companies on their so where they basically profile you in terms of who you communicate with, what is your frequency of communication, what type of communication are you doing, what are their contact numbers.
So I mean,
anyone that uses Truecaller, for instance, are they aware that their whole contact list is being shared with Truecaller? I don't think people even read the terms and conditions when it comes to that. So, no, it's not going to change really anything with us communicating.
So technically speaking, it is a matter of them just monitoring behavior, like you mentioned. And then secondly, that is also how they know what or how it is that they can sell products to you, certain products to you, through your social media apps, like your Facebook and your Instas. And
yeah, many a time we think things, or we've Googled something, and you go onto Facebook, you're like, I just Googled that, not realizing.
But I did that on Friday evening, Carl, to be very honest with you. On Friday evening, I was literally laying in bed, and I was going through universities that are still open and accepting applications in law. And I was literally just Googling through it and going into certain universities to go and check, etc. The Saturday morning, I woke up, there were a few universities, you know, advertising posts that's available. So it is a bit scary. But that's besides the point. Is there a need for people to now rush to other messaging apps like Telegram? At the moment, every day when I've installed Telegram to see what it's like, right? But every day I see more than 15, 20 people, you know, have added Telegram to their device as well. Is it necessary?
No. In principle, it's not necessary. I mean, the point is you still have the full confidentiality of your information. And if you're really honest with yourself, all your information in terms of behavior and so on is available anyway. And you've just mentioned it. How many times, I mean, I've found this sometimes when you have a meeting with someone, or you just have a Saturday evening kayer with some friends, and what do you find the next day on Instagram? Suddenly you find certain ads coming up. I mean, you didn't even Google it.
Mm.
So how do you know that your phone settings are such a nature that it's not actually listening to what you are saying and what kind of words you are using?
Oh, goodness, that's even more scary.
If you really want privacy, you shouldn't even have your phone around when you have a meeting, because Siri or any of the other kind of platforms may be listening to you. I mean, who knows that Google is not listening to you when you work on your Android platform, you know? So it's a ambiguous world that we live in from a privacy perspective.
Wow. Okay. I hope that creates a little bit more context for some who was very confused. In fact, we've been receiving a flood of these messages coming through on our WhatsApp line, mind you. So let's leave it at that. Michelle Yukaman, the CEO of AVS Cybersecurity. Thank you for your time this morning.